I Killed the Unicorn Man, Part 2.
Unicorns, I love them. Unicorns, I love them. Unicorns, I love
them. Chapter 3, April 1st, 2010. The Birth of Unicorns.
The unicorn avatar came about after a loose request on a programmer's website, Stack Overflow, in January of the same year. Shortly after, a complex algorithm for creating the image was born, later to be converted to a WordPress plugin, completed February the 23rd. It was provided to the masses as an April Fool's joke by, you guessed it, Stack Overflow. Perfect timing for a new site like ours. Every comment on this site gets assigned a picture, an avatar, of a unicorn. The image consists of a backdrop image, randomly selected, and in front, a dynamic portrait of a colourful horse with a horn on his head. Each unicorn is unique, generated by a complex, three-dimensional mathematical formula based on the input email address. For the record, globally unique avatars created by an email address are abbreviated to the term Gravatar. The result is a unique image of intense personality and simplistic beauty, hiding its mathematical building blocks. Little were any of us aware of what movement was in the works.
Chapter 4, April 13th, 2010. The Anonymous.
I Like Unicorn.
The phrase is, of course, a reference to the YouTube sensation about a bastard child's mesmerizing fascination for turtles.
I like turtles!
The Unicorn Man wasn't actually the first to make a connection, as the true frontrunner, the notorious Barbel, already broke a barrier at the day of the unicorn implementation. This turned out to be the words of an unaware prophet, awaiting the arrival of a messiah, just 2 meager weeks later. In a seemingly random post, Unicorn Man had begun his pilgrimage to type,
I like unicorn,
on every post on our site, as if he'd been doing it from the very beginning of time. The article of choice wasn't just anyone, it was a post of where I, as editor of a site, would encounter a battle that would make for our ethical foundation, and that there is always two sides to a story. Not in the usual sense, but in the fact that what we publish may also have an effect on the outcome of the story we are publishing. It taught me to respect the fact that some secrets aren't applicable to the public at all, and gave me the basic combat training against the below-the-belt fighting hooligans who would defend whatever secret they feared could be leaked. The Unicorn Man didn't get a berth without controversy either. Some would show disgust. On April 15th, Waster commented,
"Can someone delete the unicorn spam?"
In the period that followed, there would be anything from copycats to haters. One of the most common questions asked to us admins was, who the hell is this? Is it a bot? Others would show clear signs of jealousy. On April 26th, Atty,
"I like unicorn, ha ha ha, beat you stupid bot."
But the Unicorn Man wouldn't let himself be intimidated. His comment on the same article was to be found mere hours later. No nickname?
I Like Unicorn.
Chapter 5, April 26th, 2010. The Slaying of an Old Beast.
Aside from Season 3, Dignitas were consecutive winners of the first 6 seasons of E2F2L. Furthermore, to a certain Spanish and French half-breed's demise, the mentioned season was an odd one out, with marginal differences causing a catastrophic season result.
First of all, unlucky on gravel pit.
Yeah, unlucky.
Unlucky.
Oh, so unlucky.
Season 7 was the first to provide excitement to the idea of a new King of the Hill, as 2 upcoming champions had grown equal or superior to the old reign. Not only was the grand final one of E2F2L's greatest spectacles to date, the changing tide was such a grand event, it was later to be voted second most important for the whole year of competitive TF2. in the Heart of the Glory, our newly crowned Beastmaster, IDK Black, later to be known as Epsilon.
We are the champions!
We tell us plenty of time, though. Yeah, do sleep.
To the end!
That's the last one. Love it, just do sleep.
We are the champions! We are the champions!
The same night would also prove to give us a definitive clue about Unicorn Man.
I like IDK.
End of part 2.